mentioned last time that Gemara says on Daf Lamed Amud Beis here in Kiddushin that from the Pasuk Yishim of Yaviv Tiro, we learn that a woman who's married is Pater from Kibbut Avraim. Ish Sipe Piyad Alasos, Ishain Sipe Piyad Alasos, Risha Sacherim Alea. So she's Ptura, she's Chayeves Bechod Baila, and she's Ptura from Kibbut Avraim. And there are different reasons given. We mentioned Rashi and Tosus. Rashi says that the husband can be moche if she wants to be mechabit her parents. So it's like the shiba to the husband is more powerful than the shiba to the parents. We said the Tosfos assumes that it's almost like a mitzias. She's mitzuyetzel avia. She's mitzuyetzel by them. She's found by her husband. She's living. She could be living in a different community. She's not by her parents. So that's why it's not shaykh. So the Torah recognized that mitzias. So the Torah parted her from kibbut avay. The question is, how do we understand that the Baal somehow can put the woman in a situation where she's not going to honor her parents? How could the shibud of the Baal pater her? How could the mitzias that she's mitzuyetzel baila pater her? The fact is, the Baal himself is chayev to be mechabed his father-in-law, his mother-in-law. There's a mitzvah on a person to be mechabed their in-laws. So if that's the case, then l'chor, we should apply a principle that the Gemara has on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. That is, Mar says Shaul ben Amon Achas as Rabbi Eliezer. Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim v'Imo Omer Ashkeni Mayim Eizem Yem Kodem. This person asked, "What's the din? Let's say both parents want him to be mechabed them. They want him to provide mashke is one of the dinim of kibud avayim. So let's say both of them want to have a drink. So whom should he give the drink to?" Rabbi Lezer answered him, "Do kibbut av and not kibbut ein, because both your mother and you are mechuyev in kibbut av. Since your mother is mechuyev bechvod baila, right? She's mechuyev in the kavod of your father, and you're also mechuyev in the kavod of your father. So since both of you are mechuyev in the kavod of your father, but the father is not mechuyev in the kavod of the mother, so the kavod of the av trumps kibbut ein." That's what the Gemara says over there. So l'chor, we should apply the same principle over here as well. If the Baal is mechuyev and kvod chomiv, and the wife is also mechuyev and kvod avia, so then how can we say that kvod baila trumps kibbut av? Since the Baal is mechuyev in kibbut av as well, in the kavod of his chomiv, of his father-in-law, so then l'chor, we should say that the kavod of the father-in-law trumps kvod baila. So what kind of a strange idea? Certainly according to Rashi, Rashi says the shibud of one trumps the shibud of the other. How can that be? But the fact is, the Baal is mitzuva in kvod chomiv. The Baal is obligated to be mechabit his father-in-law. So then it's similar to at v'avicha, at v'imcha, chayavim bechvod avicha. At ubalech, chayavim bechvod avich. It's the same basic idea. So how can we say that the woman is subordinate to her husband and she's not supposed to be mechabit her parents? The answer to the question lies in a deeper understanding of what it means that the Baal is mechuyev to be mechabed his father-in-law. What kind of a din is that? So this discussion all starts with a comment of the tour. If you have the packet, this is packet number 5. The tour in Yeredeya, Nevas Kibbut Avayim and Simen Reish Mem. This is packet 5, page 6. Sifcha Beis and Sifcha Dal. So first the Torah says, Chayev Adam Mechvod Ochiv HaGadol Kechvod Oviv. The person has to honor his older brother. Is it then? The older brother has to be honored. Karei Savicha V'Yesi Mecha. So Esavicha is Marbe Ochiv HaGadol. Esavicha is Marbe Eshesav. Esimecha is Marbe Ochiv HaGadol. So Yemachuyev Echvod Ochiv HaGadol Kechvod Oviv, says the Torah. And then the Torah adds in Sif Chavdal, Chayev Lechabe Chomiv, the Chsiv V'Ovi Re'e Gam Re'e. David says to Shaul, Ovi Re'e Gam Re'e, see, you know, he was far away from Shaul, because Shaul wanted to kill him. So he showed him that the Knaf Me'il was in his hands. He had ripped off his piece of the Me'il, but he didn't kill him. So he says, you know, I don't have anything against you. Ovi Re'e Gam Re'e. He calls him Ovi. He was his father-in-law. He married Michal. Right? David married Michal. So he was his father-in-law. He calls him Avi. So you see that he has a din of an Av that you have to be mechabed chomiv. You have to be mechabed chomiv because David called Shaul Avi. This is what the Torah says. It's interesting, when it comes to Achiv HaGadol, it's derived from the Vav of Ve'esi Mecha, so there the Pesachei Tshuva quotes Machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban. When does this Chiyuv apply? Does the Chiyuv to be Mechabed, the Achiv HaGadol, apply after the Misa of the parents? Or does it only apply when the parents are still alive? L'chora, that Shaila is dependent on the nature of the Chiyuv Kavod. Right? If a person is Mechuyuv to be Mechabed his Achiv HaGadol, Mishum Kibud Ava'im, that as an extension of Kibud Ava'im, he has to be Mechabed his brother, so then it makes sense that if the parents are no longer there, it could be that the Chiyuv to be Mechabed the Achiv HaGadol doesn't exist either, because it's Mishum Kibud Ava'im. Similar to what some say about Kvod Eishes Aviv, meaning if a father marries another woman, a father remarries, right? And that woman is not the mother of the individual, so the person is still mechuyev to be mechabed eishes av. Why? It's not the mother. There's no din of kibud aim. The answer is midin kibud av. He has to be mechabed the eishes av because she's like an extension of the father. So if the father were to pass away, then there's no chuyev to be mechabed eishes av anymore. It's certainly a nice idea not to, you know, to treat her nicely. She was married to the father. It's probably appropriate given the circumstances. But strictly speaking, the mitzvah deraisa to be mechabed her, that's derived from ve'es avicha, the vav, that wouldn't apply because if the father is not here, then the eshesav is no longer eshesav. So there's no chiyuv to be mechabed. So similarly, if the chiyuv to be mechabed achiv hagadol is an extension of kibud avaim, so if the avaim are no longer here, so then the achiv hagadol doesn't deserve the kibud either. So that mitzvah deraisa would fall away. That's as far as achiv hagadol. What's the din of chamiv? So comes the Bach and says something very interesting. He says, if you look at the Lashon of the Torah, there's a marked difference between Achiv HaGadol as opposed to Chaviv. Regarding Achiv HaGadol, the Torah says, Chayiv Adam Mechvod Achiv HaGadol Kichvod Aviv. Right? That you have to be Mechabed Achiv HaGadol, the older brother, like the covet of the father. But by Chaviv, it doesn't say that. It just says, V'chayiv L'chabed Chaviv. It doesn't say Kichvod Aviv. Now, it's interesting, the Torah quotes a pasuk, D'chsiv, the Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei, it certainly sounds like Chamav is like Aviv, but it doesn't say that you have to be Mechabit Chamav Kichvod Aviv. So says the Bach, he thinks according to the Tur, the Din Kavod Chamav is different, that you have to be Mechabit Chamav not Kichvod Aviv, but rather like Zekanim. The Pasuk says that they say V'tokum V'hadarta Pnei Zokin, you have to stand before a Zokin, Zeshekon HaChachma, and according to one sheet in the Gemara, that's even for Zokin Stam, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, but certainly for a Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up. Yeah, there's Kimo, there's Hidur. There are certain ways that you have to be Mahadur a Talmud Chacham. So comes the Bach and says, it seems from the Torah, since he doesn't say Chayiv Adam Mechabed Chomiv Kechvod Aviv, that it's not Kechvod Aviv, but rather you have to be Mechabed Chomiv like Zekanim, Bekimo, Vehidur. You have to stand for them appropriately, you have to be Mechabed them, but it's not Kechvod Aviv. You don't have to be Malbish, Mechasim, Achnes, Motzi, Machal, Umashk. It's not Kibud Av. Different than Kibud Av, it's a different kind of kavod. But the Bach says, look in the Medrash Shochar Tov. The Medrash Shochar Tov on Shmuel, on that pasuk Va'avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei. Medrash Shochar Tov says that Kol Ma Shemechuyev Lasos Ba'aviv Chayev Lasos B'chomiv. That's the lashon of the Medrash, because David calls Shaul Avi, the Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei. You see, it's Dr. Zelbazach. You have to be Mechabit Chomiv, just like Aviv. But says the Bach, there's another Medrash that argues, that quotes the Rabbanan, who say, no, there's no Raya from David, because David really wasn't talking to Shaul then. Now, Shaul was with his whole group. Avner was one of the people with Shaul. Avner was a Rebbe of David. So one of the opinions in the Medrash says that David was talking to Avner, not to Shaul. Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei, he was saying to Avner, Avner was a Talmud Chacham. He was a Rebbe, not just a Talmud Chacham. So David was calling him Avi, right, for Rabbi Muvuk. There's an extra special chiyuv of kibud, of kavod, of mora. So David was calling Avner Avi. He wasn't calling Shaul Avi. So maybe there's no Raya Bechlam. Maybe there's no Raya Bechlam that Chomiv is like Aviv. Machlokas Midrashim, back and forth. Bach says, though, from the Lashon of the Torah, you get the impression that the chiyuv to be mechabed chomiv is not like aviv, against the Medrash Shochar Tov. Yeah, according to the second Medrash, it's not clear that there's a chiyuv to be mechabed him bechlal, because he's not even referring to Shaul when he says avi. But certainly not kechvod aviv, right? Even if he's mechuyev and kavod like zakenim, meaning kvod chomiv like mechabit zakenim with kima and hidur, but certainly it's not going to be ka'aviv mamish. So comes the pischei tshuva in Sivkot Nechov and says, I'll bring you a raya that it can't be kechvod aviv. Can't be kechvod aviv. Why? From our gemara. The kasha that we started with. It says the gemara says that an ish and a su is ptura from kibbut avaim, ishim aviv tiro. Why? So Rashi explains, Poshup Shad is the Shibud Labal, trumps the Shibud to the parents. So Frekta Pischei Tshuva, how can that be? If you assume that the Baal is Mitzuva and Kvod Chamiv, Kechvod Oviv, that the father-in-law is like a father, so then why don't we say, Atu Baalech Chayovim Bechvod Oviv? Ovich? Right? How can we say that Shibud Abaal trumps Shibud of the father? But the fact is that the Baal is mitzuv in the covenant of the father too. So we should say that that the girl, that the wife, should be mechabit her father, not her Baal. Right? It's dachpilei ploy, in fact, the Pischei Tshuva. He says, you see from this that the kavod that the Baal has to give to his father-in-law is not on the same level as the kavod that a person has to give to the parent. So it's not the same chiyuv. If it's not the same chiyuv, you can't say, atu ve'imcha chayav mechor avicha, atu baal echayavim bechvod avich. Because it's not the same chiyuv. So that this is the raya, says the Pischei Tshuva, that the Bach is right. It's not just meduyif and losha l'tur, but it has to be that way. It can't be that the Baal is mitzuva in kvod chomiv kechvod aviv, because if that's the case, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why should the Yishin Asua be ptura from kibud avaim? Right? She should be chayaves, because atu Baal chayavim kechvod aviv. So if both the Baal and the woman are chayav in the kvod of the father, so his kavod wins out over the kavod of the Baal. How can Rashi say fakaren? How can Rashi say the kavod of the Baal wins out over the kavod of the father? Must be that the kavod that the Baal has to show to the father, to the father-in-law, is not on the same level that the wife, that the girl has to show to her parent. So therefore, we can say that the kavod of the Baal trumps. Kavod of the Baal wins out over the kavod of the father, and that's why she has to be mechabit the Baal and not the parent. Okay, questions? Yeah.
When the Torah said, is it the oldest brother or the older brother?
Yes, I think it's the oldest brother. It's the one who would take the place of the father. I think that's the brother that we're talking about. They talk about, is it only a Bechor, or is it the oldest brother? I think some Mepharshim say it's the oldest brother, even if he's not a Bechor, because if he would take the place of the father, then he has that status as the father. Okay, that concludes this discussion of the chiyuv of the married woman. Emes says we really have to take a step back. Now, we've been talking about the chiyuv of kibud av va'em for a married woman. Maybe we should talk about the nature of the mitzvah in general. Right? Why is it that a person has to be mechabed their parents? What's it based on? So for that, we have to move on to the next sugya. This is the order of the sugyas here on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Nemar kabed es avicha v'yasimecha v'nemar kabed es Hashem mehoncha. Hishva akosuv kibud avaim l'chvod hamokom. Right? The Torah uses kibud, the lashon of kibud, both by avaim and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's an equation. Kibud avaim is compared to chvod hamokom. Nemar yishim avaim v'tiro v'nemar es Hashem l'kecha tira v'osu savod hishva akosuv moroas avaim l'moroas hamokom. The same is true about mora. And the Gemara continues about Makalel, Ovi, V'imo, the same idea. But Hakoa, it's impossible to compare the two. You can't hit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't have a physical guf. So it's awesome. It's awesome in the Torah to hit the parents, but there's no connection. There's no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, V'chein b'din she'shloshtom shutvim. Why is there a hekesh in terms of Kibbutz and Mora between Avaim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says the Gemara, V'chein b'din she'shloshton shutvim bo. They're all three are shutvim in the creation of the person. So there's a chiv of kavod, a chiv of mora, an iser of klola. For all three of them, they're all compared. Tana Rabbanan, shlosh shutvim ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'aviv v'imo. Bizman shalom mechabed es aviv v'esimo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'alam yalem ki ludait b'nei v'chim duni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person is mechabed his parents, it's ki'ilu, I'm living amongst them, and they mechabed me too. There's a shutvus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the parents. So he says that we're all connected. If a person is mechabed his parents, it's like they're mechabed me as well. It's interesting. There are two statements that the Braisa seems to be making. At first, the Braisa says the kibud avaim is compared to kvod Hashem. Why? Doesn't tell you why necessarily. It seems to be a hekesh. It's a hekesh. What's the idea of a hekesh? Hekesh is a comparison, a like comparison. Then the Gemara gives a svara. V'chein b'din she'shloshon shutvim bo. It makes sense. It's a svara. Right? A person should have to be mechab his parents, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because shloshon shutvim bo. What is the Gemara saying? What is the Gemara saying? So there are a number of Achronim, some of the Rishonim, that raise the following question. Is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em a mitzvah ben Adam la'makom, or is it ben Adam la'chaver? Is it ben Adam la'makom in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to honor their parents because the parents are authority figures in a person's life? And just like a person is supposed to be mechaber a Talmud Chacham, because of the chashivas of a Talmud Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to be mechaber his parents. These are authority figures in a person's life, and it's important for the person to be mechaber them. In a sense, there's a connection to Kvod Hashem as well. If a person is mechaber his parents, if he respects authority, then he'll respect the Kodesh Baruch Hu too, and he'll observe mitzvahs. So there is a connection. There's a connection. I wouldn't say there's a svaradika connection necessarily, but there's a link between the two. Right, so should you say Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah in Adam la'makom to respect authority figures, to respect the person's parents, to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, maybe it's Bein Adam la'chaveiro. Maybe the pshat is that since the parent brought the child into the world, and maybe the parent even invested effort in raising the child, so the child has a chiyuv to be makir tov to the parents. Has a chiyuv to be makir tov for the hatova that the parent did for the child. It's not Bein Adam la'makom that the parent is an authority figure, and the Torah recognizes, the Torah sees that as a priority to respect authority figures, but rather it's more ben adam lachavero as a hakaras hatov to the parent, to show appreciation for what the parent has done to the child. So someone has suggested that maybe, it's not muchach, but if you think about it for a moment, maybe those are the two points that the Gemara is bringing up over here. On the one hand, the Gemara compares Kibud Av V'Em to Kvod HaMakom, that there's a hekesh between the two. Is it a svara? No, it's a hekesh. If it's a svara, why do you need a hekesh? Because apparently it's not a svara, right? Maybe it's bein adam la'makom, that the parents are a certain authority figure in the person's life. So the Torah wants you to be mechabed the parents so that you'll be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate authority, and you'll be mechabed him as well. But then when the Gemara adds, v'chein bedin she'shlosh don shutvim bo, the Gemara perhaps is changing gears a little bit. The Gemara is adding another point. It's unclear which is the more important point, but the V'chein B'din She'shlosh Ton Shutvim Bo seems to imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person's parents are shutvim in the creation of the individual. So V'chein B'din, it makes sense. It's a svara that you should have to be mechaber them. What's the svara? Because the shutvim is a svara, you should have to be mechaber them. So perhaps the idea is that to be makir tov to the parents. Look, if they're shutvim in the creation of the person, they brought him into the world, so taka makes sense, perhaps, that there's a shibud on the child. There's a tviya that the parent can have on the child. And there's a shibud, there's a hischaivus that the child has towards the parent, bein adam lachavero, to be mechaber the parent, alts hakaras hatov, to show appreciation for what the parent did to bring the child into the world. So both elements are sort of alluded to in the Gemara. It's unclear which is the predominant element. Maybe we'll see in the future that both elements are somewhat relevant. Maybe the mitzvah is really composed of both elements. But you do see hints to both elements in the Gemara. The Rishonim seem to take stands on this issue. If you have packet number 6, let's look together at Ramban. And the Ramban in Parashas Yisro says in page 1, V'hinei aseres hadibros chamisha b'chvod habori v'chamisha l'tovas adam. The Ramban divides the aseres hadibros into two parts. He says the first 5 dibros are bein adam l'mako, b'chvod habori, and the last are bein adam l'chavero, they're tovas ha'odom. I b'kavid asavich v'esimach is part of the first 5. So how do you understand that? That's not talking about the bori, it's talking about human beings. Dr. Ramban, ki kavid asavich ha'kvod ha'kel. Kavod Asavicha v'Yasimecha is really Bein Adam La'Makom. It's Kvod HaBorin. Why? Ki L'Kvod HaBorin Tziva L'Chaved Ha'av HaMishtatev B'Yitzirim. Complicated lashon in the Ramban, right? L'Kvod HaBorin, the Torah commands the person to be Mechaved the parent who's Mishtatev B'Yitzirim. What's he saying? He's saying V'Chein B'Din She'Shloshton Shutvim Bo HaKaras HaTov. Doesn't say anything about that. He just says that there's a chiyuv to be mechabed the borei, and in order to get to chvod haborei, the Torah is mitzvah that you should be mechabed a parent as well. Rabban says the kibud av ha'em is a mitzvah in adam lamakom. He says it's kfod habori. The essence of the mitzvah is kfod habori. If you were to say that kibud av ha'em is really ben adam lachavero, I wouldn't say that kibud av ha'em is kfod habori. I'd say that there's a tviya that the parent can have on the child. I'd say there's a hischaivus, a shibud of the child towards the parent. Is that what the Rabban is saying? Even though he mentions that the parent is mishnatet biyitzira, I think he's just saying that there's a comparison. Comparison. Right? There's a comparison. The parents are authority figures in the life of the child. They created him. So it's a mitzvah in Adam Lamokom to be mechabed the parents so that a person will be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That's the Ramban. Ramban clearly seems to learn that kibud av ha'em is a mitzvah in Adam Lamokom. Comes the Chinuch and clearly disagrees. What does the Sefer Chinuch say? The mitzvah lamigim. Yishar she mitzvah zu sheroi lo la'odam shiakir v'igmol chesed l'mishasim al tov. Shorish of kibud av ha'em is that a person should be gomol chesed to someone who does him good things. To be makir tov. V'lo yi anovo lo menakir v'kofri tov. Shezomi d'ro mu'usa v'tachlis lefnei elokim v'anoshim. To be kofri tov, that's the worst. It's a terrible midah. A person should think, he should realize his parents are the source of his being in the world. Parents brought him into the world. They expended a lot of effort in his upbringing. A person should be mechabed parents. That's what the Chinuch says. And then he continues that once a person is mechabed his parents, then he'll realize he should be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu too, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also does him so much tovus. He should be makar tov towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. As opposed to the Ramban, who seems to learn that kibud av ha'em is a mitzvah bein adam lamokom, the Chinuch seems to say that it's bein adam lachaver, that it's alts hakaras hatov to the parent, to show appreciation for what the parent has done. This idea that kibud av ha'em is a mitzvah bein adam lachavero, it's like a piro and hachov to the parent, seems to be meduyik in Yerushalmi as well. Yerushalmi at the beginning of Peir. Amar Rabbi Ovon. Rabbi Ovon says, "Umayim dava shu pri aschov ksibo l'manita v'lach l'man yarichon yamecha. Dava sheyesh b'chisar kis v'sikun nefashos l'kol shekei." Rabbi Ovon is trying to bring a kavachover from kibud av ha'em to other mitzvahs. The Torah promises such schar for kibud av ha'em. And all kibud av ha'em is a piron achov. What a lashon of the Yerushalmi. All kibud av ha'em is a piron achov. You're paying back the parents. It's a schus bein adam lachavero that the parent has, a shibud that the child has toward the parent. Now that shibud, that piron achov, it says leman yarichon yamecha leman yitavlach. So davar sheyesh bo chisaron kis v'sikun nefashos. You do mitzvahs where you lose money, like as the Pnei Moshe explains, hafreshes tumas ha'maisus, tzedaka. Mila, sakonas nefashos, a person could die from Mila. Lo kol shekein, that there'll be such a schar. Yerushalmi and Peir clearly seems to learn that kibud av ha'em is a priyas chov. It's a schus bein adam lachavero that the parent has a tviya that they can have on the child, like the chinuch against the Ramban. The question is, what's enough giving? Does it matter? What kibud av ha'em is? Is it bein adam lachaver, bein adam lamakom? What's the nafka minu? So at first glance, you say, what's the simplest nafka minu? Mechila. Right? If all it is piron achov, so then like any chov, if I owe money to Reuven, I owe $100 to Reuven, and Reuven is mochel, so then lechora, the chov goes away. If it's bein adam lamakom, so mechila is not going to help lechora, because, you know, if someone is mochel me that I shouldn't have to put on tefillin, what's the heta? Not to put on film. Someone says, you know, mochel, you'd have to sit in the sukkah. It's not your mitzvah. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. So, l'chora, this shaila, where the kibud av ha'em is bein adam lamakom, bein adam lachavero, should determine whether mechila can work for kibud av ha'em. What's the problem? The problem is it's a beferish a gemara. Right? It's explicit in the gemara that mechila works. Ha'av shemach l'akfodo, kfodo mochel. Mar says on Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shila Amar of Masna Amar of Chista Haav Shemach Lakfod Lakfodo Machol. The Feirish. The Gemara is done about Rav Shemach Lakfodo Nasi Shemach Lakfodo Melach Shemach Lakfodo. But by Av, everyone agrees. It's just they quote an Amora, and there's no cholik. Avshem Mechal Tvodah Tvodah Mochel. How's it possible? If it's been Adam Lamokom, how can the father have the potential to be Mochel? Stachpile Ploim Lechol. What's the answer? So the answer probably is that there are two ways of looking at this halacha that a parent can be mochel on his kavod. One is to say that the kibud av ha'em is ben adam l'chaver, it's a piro nachol, so the parent is a bailam over the mitzvah. The parent is mochel, then he's mevatel the mitzvah. Just like if a malve is mochel on a chov, he's mevatel the chov, he's oker the chov completely. The parent can be okay the mitzvah to be mechaberim, because he's a bailam of the mitzvah. It's bein adam achaver, it's a piranachal. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is that the parent is not a bailam of the mitzvah. You know, chanami, it's bein adam lamokom. It's not bein adam lachaver. Parent is not a bailam of the mitzvah. Aye, so how does mechila work? So maybe the answer is, it's not that when a parent is mochel on his kavod, he's okay the mitzvah, but rather he defines what is kavod. So that when a child listens to the parent, he's actually, it's not that the child is potter from the mitzvah of kibud av, but rather he's mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av by listening to the parent. So by not being mechabe the parent, it's not that the child is being mevatel the mitzvah, but it's mutter because the parent is a bailam of the mitzvah. But rather, ritzono shel adam zehu kvodo, a person can define what is kavod for him. Vos meint kavod. So if the parent defines that kavod is not respecting him, then that's okay. Look, if the parent doesn't want the child to respect him, so then obviously it's not going to be kavod. Then it says it's tzar for the parent. We're talking about a situation where the parent says, it's okay, you don't have to, it's fine. The child wants to get the parent a cup of coffee. The child knows that the parent loves a certain coffee in the morning. You know, he loves his carrot. And he loves a certain flavor of the carrot. So he's going to get that flavor and make his coffee for his father, and the father says, it's okay, it's not a problem. That father wouldn't mind if the child would make the coffee, but he says, you're potter. So Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo might define that now, if the child doesn't get the coffee for the father, he's not being mevatel the mitzvah of kibud av, but rather, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av, because that's the ratzon of the father. The ratzon of the father is that he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it, then that's called kibud av in that circumstance. Who says this? This is the approach of the Sefer Chassidim. Yudah Chassid, Sefer Chassidim, is the first one to invoke this idea. Others say it too, but he's one of the Rishon. He's one of the first to invoke this idea. Page 6 in the packet. Simen Kuf Nun Beis in Sefer Chassidim. Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo. The Ratzon of a person, that's his cover, that's his honor. Ba'afil lo kibud av ha'em, shim lo ked afil tzadik gomer, lo yuchal li notzel min aveira. If Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo, so then even a tzaddik gomer won't be able to be saved from doing the wrong thing. Ketzad. Ava v'imo yoshid lo akos o yimzugu. Let's say a parent wants to serve the child. So that's a pegam in their kavod. A parent wants to give something to his child. Right? Wants to feed the child. Right? The mother comes with the spinach and the carrots and everything. Right? Wants to feed the child. Right? Well, if kibud av ha'em is only mishal av, and this is mitzar, the child, so I don't know if it's kibud av ha'em. Okay, whatever. Let's say the child is not mitzar, right? But the parent wants to serve the child, yeah? So how's a mutter for the child to take from the parent? Zok to Sefer Chassidim, the answer is, Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo. That is the covet of the parent. The covet of the parent is to serve the child. The parent says, you learn in the Beis Medrash, you come to Junzman, it's Meiridik, right? I want to serve you. I want to give you an extra chashivas. Not everyone comes to Junzman, but you come, it's Gedalik. So the child should take it. Ritzono Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo, that's kibud av ha'em if he takes it from the parent. That's what the Sefer Chassidim says. Sefer Chassidim clearly is assuming what? That kibud av ha'em, well, he's not, it doesn't have to be like this. Sefer Chassidim could go either way, but he's saying, even if it's Bein Adam Lamokom, right? Even if it's Bein Adam Lamokom, right? And the parent is not a bailim over the mitzvah, but the parent can say, this is my kavod. Right? The parent can define what the kavod is. The parent's not a bailim to be oker the mitzvah. Right? It's Bein Adam Lamokom. The mitzvah exists whether the parent wants it or not. But the parent can say, this is my kavod. So if you take the food from me, you take the Brussels sprouts from me, you take the food I want to serve to you, you take the drink I want to give to you, So that is kibud av, that is honoring the parent. So that's why mechira should be. That's how the Sefer Hasidim explains. Some point out that this could be a machlokas Rishonim in a different context as well. Rishonim seem to say beferish, seem to have two different approaches in how mechila works in kibud av. The Gemara Bava Metzia that we mentioned, I think, last time, has another halacha regarding the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. What is that? Let's say the father wants the person, wants the child to be over divrei Torah. Tana Rabbanan, minayin shem amalo aviv hitami yosh amalo al tachzish lo yishmalo. Say a person is a kohen, and the father tells him, go into the Beis HaKfar, be mitami yourself. Well, let's say there's an aveda, the father tells him not to return the aveda. So how do you know you're not supposed to listen to the parent? Shenemar ishim ovev tirov yashem sosa tishmoru ani Hashem kulchem chayav mechvodim. It's a gzeras hakos of kulchem chayav mechvodim. That's why you don't listen to the parent. The parent wants you to do an aver, you're not allowed to listen. So says the Gemara, time of the kos, rachmona shem sosa tishmoru. It's a gzeras hakos. Without connecting mora av v'ein to eshav sosa tishmoru, I would think maybe you have to listen to the parent, even to violate the vitar. We know there's the yisod that asay is dochel lo sasay, but it's not dochel lo sasay vasay. So this is a lo sasay vasay. As shabbos and tishmor, there's an essay of shabbos and there's a lo sasay in Shabbos. So what's the havamina? Why do I need kolchem chayav mechvodi? Why do I need ishim ovev tirov shabbos and tishmor to tell me that if the father wants the son to be Michal Shabbos, he shouldn't listen to him? Obviously he shouldn't listen to him. Shabbos is a lo sasei v'asei. Kibud av v'aim is only an asei. Ein asei, doch a lo sasei v'asei. Stach poshut. I don't need kulchem chayav mechvodim. So Zachar Gemara, no, it's d'chsagad adach amin ahol v'ukash kibud av v'aim lechvodo shal makom. Shinemar kabedes avich v'yesim echa v'nemar lehalan kabedes Hashem mehoncha. Since kibud av v'aim is compared to kvod hamakom, as we described, so I would think it breaks the rules. I would think since Sukkash Kvodim Lechodam Akom, I think that even though Shabbos is Nasei Velos Asei, Kibud Av V'Aim should still be Doche It. Because Kvod HaMakom, that is Kvod HaMakom. Shabbos is Kvod HaMakom, and Kibud Av is also Kvod HaMakom. So I think Kibud Av V'Aim can trump Shabbos. Kamash Malano, Agzer Sakosuv, Ani Hashem Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi. That's the Gimbal. So it sounds like what? Sounds like the Havamina is that Kibud Av V'Aim should be Doche the Avera, whatever the Avera is, not to return the Aveda, to be Metami Beres Sakfaras, to be Michal Shabbos. Kamash Malana, Ani Hashem Kol Chachayam Bechodim. So all the Rishonim is, what's the Havamina over here? Before we get onto the idea that Shabbos is Nasei, Asei V'Lo Sasei, let's say the Avera is only a Lo Sasei. So it is true that Asei is Doche Lo Sasei. But we know already that there are certain assays that are not docha lo sasei. What's an example of such an assay? If the assay is the kind of assay that could be neka, that it's not so clear that the assay applies in all circumstances, then it's not powerful enough to be docha lo sasei. And the example of that is from Ones, the Gemara in Ksubis. The Mishnah in Ksubis discusses Ones umafatim. You know that if someone rapes a woman, so then he's chayev certain things. If he's mafat, if he seduces the woman, so then he's chayev the same chiyuvim as the ma'anes, except for tsar. Right? Ma'anes has to give tsar. Mafat is willingly, right? It's done with consent, so therefore he doesn't have to give tsar. But they both have to pay knas. They pay knas of chamishim shkolim. This is a mishnah ksuvus of aflamet has some aleph. There is another difference. Ha'onis no sein miyad, v'hamafat l'chishayotzi. The onus has to give the knas immediately. The mafate, if he decides to divorce, if he marries, he doesn't have to give the money. But if he divorces, then he has to give the knas. Says the Mishnah, ha'onus shosa batzitzo. The onus, the ma'anes, the rapist has to drink from his otzitz, from his pottery, right, from his mug. Meaning, if he was ma'anes a woman, then he has to marry her. Lo si aleisha, the Torah says that he has to marry her. Obviously, if she wants to marry him. If she's not interested, then clearly we're not going to force her to marry him. At the time of the Torah, this was much more understandable. Now people learn the Gemara, and it sounds strange. But at the time of the Torah, it was difficult for a woman to support herself. So we're assuming that maybe they knew each other, right? They didn't get married. The man raped her, but maybe she'd be willing to actually marry him and to stay married to him, and then he'll support her. So the halach is lo siya leisha. He does have a chiyuv to marry her if she's interested. The onus has to be shows sabat sitza. He has to drink from the piece of pottery. But the mafata doesn't. A mafata mratza lahotzi motzi. If the mafata wants to divorce, he can. Look, it was consensual, so she agreed. The mafata doesn't have any achrayas toward her. If he wants to divorce her, he can do so. So, fact the Mishnah. What does it mean that the onus is shows sabat sitza? Okay, it's a shows sabat sitza. What kind of a strange idea is that? Shows sabat sitza. He has to drink from his otzitz. Well, the answer is otzitz is not the most choshev a kli. So the Mishnah is saying that even if the woman has some deficiency, some problem with her, the onus has to marry her anyway. Ketzer shows about tzitzo, afilu hichigeres, afilu yisum, afilu yimuka shchin, even if she's lame, chalila, or she's blind, or has some kind of deficiency, he still has to marry her. Lo sielish. It says the Mishnah, nimsa badvar erva, she'en ru'u yolovo b'yisrael, ena rasha l'kaima. But if there's an iser, if there's a chiv korei, so there's chavilavin or something, some issa related to the woman, so then he doesn't marry her. If she's Eina Ru'uyolo, Eina Ru'uyolo will be Yisrael. If she's Eina Ru'uyolo, so then he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah. Shenemar velosi ele isha, isha ha Ru'uyolo. The Pasuk says, velosi ele isha, isha ha Ru'uyolo. She has to be roi to him. If she's not roi to him, so then the mitzvah doesn't apply. Rav Kana asked a blockbuster kasha. He said, how can the Mishnah say that if she's in a ru'il kaima, if there's a chayv elavin, mamzeres, nesina, something related to an iser, so then the ma'anes doesn't marry the woman. The mitzvah losi alisha doesn't apply if there's a lav. Why don't we say that the essay of losi alisha should be docha, the los essay of mamzeres, lo yova mamze, bekal Hashem. Omali, Rav Zvid answered, hey, charmina, nesi, essay, v'nilchi, los essay, he go, mila b'tzaras. Mila b'tzaras is the paradigm of essay docha, los essay. If there's tzaras in the makam amila, you still have to cut the orla, cut off the orla, you have to do the bris mila. So zok Rav Zvid, essay docha, los essay, is only kigam, mila b'tzaras, lo efshir, the kiyume le essay. There's no way to fulfill the essay except by violating the laf. But here, if she says that she doesn't want to marry him, then there is no essay. So because if Iomra lo be'ina mi'ikel essay klal, zokra zvid, asay docha lo zvid does not apply over here. So that's why it's not going to be docha the love of mamzeres. So comes the Tos Rosh and says, if that's the case by ones, then by kibud av va'em, it should also be true, right? Tosa Rosh above Mitzia on the Aflamid Beis. Es v'od kosh ha'echi sagadayt of the essay the kibbut dochi afilu lav gereda. The havmin of the Gemara before we get to Kol Chem Chayav. B'chvod is a kibbut av v'aim should be doche alav. If the parent tells you to violate Navera, you should have to do it to be mechavid the parent. But if the parent says, I don't want you to be mechaber me, it's not necessary for you to be mechaber me, not that I don't want it, it's against his will. But he doesn't need it, he's meichel. If the father is meichel, so the mitzvah kibud av v'aim doesn't apply. And we say in Ksubas that if iomar lo be'ina mi'ikal esek klal, if iomar lo bo'i lo be'ina mi'ikal esek klal, so then it's not docha los asay. The asay is somehow lighter, and it's not docha los asay. So if that's true by onus, then by kibud av v'aim, it should also be true. So the Tosfos Rosh brings two answers. Quotes to Rabbeinu Meir, who says that kibud av v'aim is different than onus, because by kibud av v'aim, it's not batel completely. It's not batel forever. The parent says, you know, I'm moichel now, but the parent can decide later that he wants another service of the child. Right? Just because he doesn't want the kavod right now doesn't mean that he won't take the kavod later. Today he doesn't want to. If he's mechala olam vayit, he says, "I never want you to serve me ever again." That's a different story. That's not what we're talking about over here. Right? We're talking about a situation where the parent says, "Okay, you don't have to do this, but maybe tomorrow there'll be another kavod." So the assay is not botel forever. So because not botel forever, that's why I'd have a harmony that it could be dochalos. I said, kamash molam. That's the Rabbeinu Meir. Comes the Tosa Rosh and adds another answer. Says for oh, afilu ki amar lo ba'ina shayich esen. When you come up on mitzvah, he sheyichav lo b'chol davar. Afilu amar ha'av lo ba'ina. Says the Tosa Rosh, you think that kibud av ha'im applies only if the parent wants it, but if the parent is mochel, then there's no mitzvah. The father can be oker the mitzvah of kibud av. The Russian says, no, it's not true. All the father does is he paters the child, he exempts the child from having to be mechaved the parent. But if the child taka is mechaved the parent, then he does get mitzvah points. He will get schar. There is a kiyum mitzvah involved. So because there is a kiyum mitzvah involved, I would think that it's dochalos asay. A fascinating idea, right? Because he's saying that the kiyum mitzvah, it's not necessary that there's a chiyum. A kiyum mitzvah can be docha the lav too. So he's saying, A, that the kiyum mitzvah can be docha the lav, and secondly, if your father is mochel on kibud av, it's not okah the mitzvah of the gamri, there still is a kiyum. So because there is a kiyum, and I have a havmin that should be docha the los, I say, hamash malon, kulchem chayav b'chvodi, it's not going to be docha. That's the Tosas HaRosh. What clearly emerges from the Tosas HaRosh? The Rosh is clearly assuming that mechila is not okah the mitzvah of kibud av completely. Right? If a father is mochel on kibud av, it's not okah the mitzvah completely. It still is a kiyum mitzvah. It's just it paters the child, exempts the child. The Radvaz is quoted by the Pesukei Teshuva saying exactly the same thing. The Radvaz says that if a parent is mochel, they're kavod, all that does is it paters the child from an onesh for not being mechaved the parent. That's all. It's not like the mitzvah doesn't exist. It still exists. But they're potter. So they're not going to get an onesh in Shamayim if they're not mechaved the parent. This is in Yoredei and Simin Reish Mem Sivkot and Tezayim in the Pesukei Teshuva. Hayim Etshuvas Radvaz Shekosav Dehadach Chvodo Mochel Hanu Shenifter Haben Meonesh Shemil Kibra. When you call Mochel Makati Mitzvah Ika, Radvaz is basically saying the same as the Rosh. The child is potter from the Bittul Mitzvah, but if he's mechaved his parents, so then he gets a Kiyum Mitzvah just like the Rosh. Sharp contrast to the Rosh and the Radvaz, the Rashba and the Tshuva seems to disagree. He seems to say that if a parent, if a father is mochel on his kovetz, that's oker the mitzvah completely. What's the Tshuva Rosh talking about? He's talking about brachis. This is a famous Tshuva in the Rosh, in Simen Yud Ches, in Chelek Aleph, where the Rosh is discussing all the different brachis that we don't make, or all the different mitzvahs that we don't make brachis for. What are the reasons? So one type of mitzvah we don't make a bracha on, the Rashba says there in the first column, a mitzvah that's not dependent completely on the osa mitzvah, doesn't make a bracha. A mitzvah bein adam l'chaveru, person doesn't make a bracha because it's dependent on the other person. Maybe the mitzvah is going to be nekar, so you can't make a bracha on something that's not going to be a mitzvah. It's a bracha levatala. Make a bracha on something that's not a mitzvah. Stam make a bracha. So since we don't know that the mitzvah really is going to exist, so therefore you can't make a bracha on a mitzvah that's totally b'das hachem, so to speak. That's going to be bein adam l'chaveru. So says the Rashba, how do I know this yisod? How do I know that a mitzvah that can be nekar, we treat it even now as though it's nekar? Says the Rai is from Ksups. Umanola the kol mitzvah shef shalom ekra, afagav the hashtel lo miakra, commanda miakra damya, second column. He quotes the whole Gemara from Ksubas. Yomer lo be'inam, mi ikalese klal, onis is shosa bat tzitzo, velo siya le'isha, but if she's ena ru'uyalo, then he's not shosa bat tzitzo. The Gemara asai, but shividocha the lav, the asay of lo siya le'isha, shividocha the lo sasay, of Mamzeres. So the Gemara says that since Yama lo be'ina mi'ikala ese klal, so if it's not going to be dochen. Zok the Rashba, what does that mean? Pshat in the Gemara Ksubas, a new pshat. He says, the fact that Yama lo be'ina mi'ikala ese klal, that means, alma kevin de ef shalom mekri le ese, afagav da akati lo okrele, havale kemanda le ese. The fact that the woman has the potential to be okah the lav, even though she hasn't as of yet been okah the lav, we treat it as though the fact that the woman can be okah the assay, even though she hasn't been okah the assay as of yet, she hasn't said she doesn't want it, we treat it as though there is no assay to be docha the lav. There's no assay. It has the potential to be neka, so the assay is like it doesn't exist. It's so weak that we treat it as though there is no assay. There's no assay that's strong enough to be docha the lav, because it's as if it's not there. It's quite a remarkable reading of the Gemara. Right? You would have said, "The Amr lo be'ina mi ikal esse klal." That's a reason to say that the essay of Losi Elisha is more kal. So it can't be docha laf. Rashba goes much further than that. He says, we treat it as though it's nekar even now. It's like it doesn't exist. It's like it's bata. It's like a bata. It's because it's bata, it can't be dochad alav. And by the same token, says the Rashba, if it's tali b'das acherim, mitzvah is tali b'das acherim, someone else can be oker the mitzvah if he doesn't want it. So if someone else can be oker the mitzvah, I'm not going to make a broch on it. It's like it's as if the mitzvah is not here right now. The Gamina Mino says the Rashba Lamora Vikibur Avva Aim Vamida Bifne Rabba Holva Efshalamekra Lahai Esidin Hu Sharav Shemachla Kvoda Kvoda Mochu Rav Shemachla Kvoda Kvoda Mochu Av Shemachla Kvoda Kvoda Mochu. Since these individuals can be mochel on their cover on their mora, we treat it as if the assay is not here. So it doesn't make sense to make a bracha. Right? Someone wants to be mechabit his parents, Asher Geshadam, Musos Vitzvan, while mitzvah is Kibur Av. There's no bracha, says the Rashba. Why? Because since the parent could be mochel, there's the potential to be oker the asay. So we treat it as though the asay is already oker. It's like more like a chiddush, because until the parent has actually been oker, the asay is kayam. It's omeid for kayam. Well, he's saying no. But we treat it in halacha in certain respects regarding this idea that there can't be docha alav. We see that once the asay has the potential to be nekar, that it's already nekar even before the person is actually oker it. He says similarly in terms of brachas, if it's tali b'das acherim, if someone has the potential to be oker the asay, we treat it as though the asay is nekar, and that's why you're not going to make a bracha. What's the Rashba saying? Clearly, he's assuming that mechila is not just exempting the child from an onesh if he's not mechabi the parent. Mechila is oker the mitzvah completely. Right? It would appear that the Rashba in Shuvas is assuming that Kibbutz Avaim is a mitzvah ben adam lachavera, right? That the parent is a bialim over this mitzvah. The parent's the bialim over the mitzvah. The parent is not defining what kibbutz is. It's not Ritzon Hashem Adam Zeo Kvodo, according to the Rashba. He's clearly assuming that it's ben adam lachavera. The child has a shibbutz, a eschavus toward the parent. The parent is a bialim over the mitzvah. So if the parent says, it's okay, I don't need the kibbutz, that's oker the mitzvah completely. The Rashba just has a chiddush on top of that, that the fact that there's the potential to be oker the mitzvah, we treat it as though the mitzvah is nekar even beforehand. But the Rashba clearly is assuming that the parent is a bialim over the mitzvah. Because of that, the mechila actually is oker the mitzvah completely. The Rosh and the Radvaz disagree. They seem to be assuming the parent is not a bialim over the mitzvah. Parent is simply defining what is kibud. So the parent says, it's not my car, it's fine, it's not a problem. So not a problem means that the child is not going to violate anything, he's not going to violate any asay, he's not going to be mevatel any asay if he's not mechabit the parent, but is it not a kavod? The fact that the parent says, it's a kavod even if you don't give me what you want to give me. Okay, it's not meaning it's not necessary for the parent. The parent's not against it. If you give the parent the kavod, it will be treated as a kavod, but the parent is saying, I don't need this kavod. Right, so because the parent says they don't need the kavod, then the child's going to be exempt if he's not mechabit the parent. But as the Rosh says, if he is mechabit the parent, there should be a kiyum mitzvah. Because the parent doesn't have the ability to be mevatel this mitzvah, to say that there is no mitzvah bechlal. The parent just has the ability to say that my kavod will be fulfilled even if you're not mechabit me. The parent is not saying my kavod is not going to be fulfilled if you are mechabit me. And he's just saying it's not necessary. But if the child actually is mechabit the parent, then it will be considered a mitzvah. Okay, so this could be one nafkamina in this shaila, right? Is kibud av aim a mitzvah ben adam lachaver, ben adam la makom? So one shaila could be, let's say the parent is mocha, right? Everyone agrees that av shemocha kvoda kvoda mocha, but the question is there still a mitzvah after the father is mocha? According to some, there still is a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, according to the Rashba, l'chor, there is no mitzvah, because the nature of mechila, the way that mechila works, is that the parent actually is oker the mitzvah completely. Once the parent is oker the mitzvah, so then the taka is no mitzvah to be mechavi the parent in such a situation. Tomorrow we're going to be back at the 12 o'clock slot. We're going to continue. We're going to talk about other nafkaminas and other very interesting